Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
Apart from being an intriguing yarn about mobsters, labor unions, and United States political conspiracies, The Irishman is a character study about some real characters, actual and fictional. Even more than that, The Irishman is a cinematic reunion of some of the greatest actors of a generation in cinema during the past 5 decades. The Irishman is a very Pennsylvania story. Director Martin Scorsese brings together Robert De Niro as Frank the Irishman Sheeran, born in 1920 and died in 2003. Sheeran was an official in the International Brotherhood of Teamsters, accused of having links to the Bufalino crime family in Philadelphia. There's also Al Pacino as Jimmy Hoffa, born in 1913, disappeared in 1975, declared dead in 1982. Hoffa was elected president of the International Brotherhood of the Teamsters in 1957. There's Joe Pesci as Russell Bufalino, born in 1903 and died in 1994. Bufalino was based in Kingston, Luzerne County. Bufalino is said to have controlled organized crime in Pittston, Scranton, Wilkes-Barre, and upstate New York, 1959 to 1989. And there's Harvey Keitel portraying Angelo Bruno, alleged boss of the Philadelphia crime family for 2 decades. Robert De Niro is delightful as Frank Sheeran, portraying him as a not-too-bright accomplice, apparently willing to do whatever he was asked to do by the mob bosses, including murder. Joe Pesci is interesting as Russell Bufalino, portraying him as a friendly curmudgeon. Harvey Keitel doesn't have much screen time in a small role as Angelo Bruno. Al Pacino steals the show in a bravura performance as the enigmatic and explosive Jimmy Hoffa. The disappearance of union leader Jimmy Hoffa in 1975 is one of the great unsolved mysteries and serves as the basis for the movie The Irishman. Hoffa was attempting to regain his labor post after serving time in prison when he disappeared. The Irishman screenplay by Steven Zaillian, who received an Oscar screenplay for Schindler's List, is based on the biography I Heard You Paint Houses by Charles Brandt. It's based on the story of Frank Sheeran. The book's title refers to hitmen whose killings sprays the blood of their victims on the walls of houses. The Irishman represents Martin Scorsese again embracing the latest in computer-generated technology, as he did in his movie Hugo, released in 2011. Here, Industrial Light and Magic uses CGI, with digital de-aging taking years off the faces, if not the bodies, of De Niro, Pacino, and Pesci, where they are made to appear younger when they portray their characters at earlier ages. The Irishman has its share of depictions of violence, but it also has passages of laugh-out-loud humor. The Irishman should garner multiple Oscar nominations for screenplay, director, picture, and some of its actors. The Irishman is MPAA rated R for pervasive language and strong violence. Opening December 7, Playmobil, the movie. Lino DeSalvio directs the voice talents of Anya Taylor-Joy, Gabriel Bateman, Jim Gaffigan, and Daniel Radcliffe in the animation feature comedy. The movie is inspired by the Playmobil toys. The Aeronauts. Tom Harper directs Felicity Jones and Eddie Redmayne in the adventure romance. A pilot and scientist use a hot air balloon in their research. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.